there's been a fairly fine time in which the astronauts could land on the moon. What's the reason for this?
Well, I think it's the temperature. At the middle of this lunar day, the temperature reaches in excess of 250 degrees. Right at the moment, it's minus 60, which I guess is relatively comfortable in human terms. What do you think, John?
Yes, I think this is true. The life support systems they have in their suits would make it fairly comfortable moving around in this sort of environment. The other thing, of course, is that at this early time of the lunar day, you do get these long shadows cast, and for the landing procedure, they did need to know where the big boulders were, and so that they would land on the smoothest possible spot. And in fact, you remember earlier on, they did have to move their landing spot some 4 miles from where it was originally intended to be, because they had noticed some very large 5-foot boulders in the region where they were supposed to land.
Which is a good confirmation of having manned pilots aboard, having
right.
humans who could actually see what was happening, a maneuver which an automatic pilot could not have done.
Quite true.
Now, Hackett, about the actual life support system, the plits which they are wearing at the moment, what are some of the features of this which are keeping the astronauts going?
Well, it seems what they've got on now is, or the present fashionable wear for moonwalking, is a 28-layer suit, and it's temperature and pressure maintaining. It's got...
Excuse me, Earl, I think we're just getting some communication.
Houston, Neil, how do you read? Neil, this is Houston. I read you loud and clear, and I read both the comments that said, I wonder if we're triggering all the time, and I don't think so. Prior to that, it was relatively quiet. Over. Okay, we're hearing a little bit of background noise, and I just wanted to make sure that we weren't continually keyed. It don't sound like it.
Voice communication clearer than ever, huh? Well, Earl, a few more snatches about the space suit, if we can fit it in between the...
It seems the pack they wear on the back, which... provides oxygen and cooling and so on, raises their center of gravity up to somewhere near the chin, so that although they're much lighter than they would be on Earth.
Can you verify your RTU vent window clear, over? That's verified. Roger up.
Well, I think we all stay with them at the moment. It seems that the activity is increasing. They get towards this exciting moment. And we'll be able to tell more about the life support system, about the backpack, about the space walking as it proceeds. Meanwhile, we're standing by for news of movement out of the spacecraft itself, onto the surface of the moon. Waiting for the first footprint of man on the moon. The lunar module has in fact already carried a plaque, the descent stage, the bottom half of Eagle carried the plaque with the signatures of Armstrong, Aldrin, and President Nixon of the United States. And this will be left behind on the moon. The astronauts, however, will place other mementos of their visit behind, formal and scientific. And when they leave, they will in fact jettison some of their equipment. They'll just literally throw it out of the lunar module.
Thanks, preview.
Is that word ready for EVA?
I think that's the first word, EVA.
Okay, let me get your...
Like they're fixing up their water cooled Long Johns to the boys and girls come out to play. I'll give the new girls this first time.
It's one of the major problems with the space suits is the cooling, continual cooling of the body's heat.
It's maintaining the heat balance in that environment.
How about the rocks outside that were heated up by the rocket as it came down? Will they have cooled by now?
I think there's a fair chance. We had about, 5 hours, nearly 6 hours on the
cabin pressures on both vehicles reading 4.9 pounds per square inch. Columbia's temperature 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Eagle's temperature 61 degrees Fahrenheit.
depressurization of the Eagle is not yet complete. In fact, at 4.9 pounds per square inch in a pure oxygen environment, they might not in fact have completed much depressurization. I don't have a figure in front of me of the normal cabin pressure,
It sounds as if there has been a delay. Makes one wonder what they've all been doing for the past 10 minutes or so while we're sweating down here.
And we're standing by live from the moon and from Houston, Texas, for the first walk of man on the moon. And do little more than wait and wish the astronauts well. Depressurization is the next stage. We thought that had been completed.
Columbia, this is Houston. Any joy on the Lamb that pass? Over.
Pliss water hose is the water hose which is within the space suit itself, which has the nickname of Pliss. What does Pliss stand for, Michael Daly?
Well, life support system.
Get another one of the space jargon terms which we've had to learn.
We've been wondering what happens if an astronaut falls. It seems there's some chance of falling forward, but especially with the center of gravity of the body so high because of this pack that has to be worn. But one understands that with a brisk press up, he can, in the reduced gravity, put himself back vertically fairly readily.
So press ups and physical jerks could be quite easy on the moon.
If you don't rip your suit.
It's interesting to see how they move around up there. Some speculation they might get along sloping like Groucho Marx. Or alternatively like a kangaroo, which is a rather interesting combination.
The astronauts have reported already that they had no trouble in adapting inside the lunar module to 1/6 gravity of the planet
Earth. Roger, this is Houston. Roger, our comp just needs to clear up. SM just go over to help. Negative. He's been over the hill here for a minute or so. Correction. He should be losing contact with you in about a minute.
Aldrin reporting seeing the Columbia spacecraft with Mike Collins circling above.
It seems they are communicating directly with the tip.
Blue locks are checked. Lock locks, red locks, perch locks. And on this side, the press locks and lock locks, both sides, water locks.
A quick check out of the spacesuit.
Okay.
All seems well so far. Standing by for news of depressurization of the space capsule. The complexity of this space suit is quite remarkable. It has been tried and tested in the Gemini and more recent Apollo missions by other astronauts, and there is great confidence in the success this has had so far in supporting life in space. Buzz Aldrin himself set a record spacewalk of some 5.5 hours in his Gemini mission when he circled the Earth several times floating outside the space capsule, and it was for this feat and several other indications of his coolness and his efficiency that he was selected for this particular mission.
I think it'll be a lot easier. Okay, I want to go to stop and go down to 3.5 and back to auto.
The I'm going to take the cabin pressure down to 3.5 pounds per square inch.
Hey, verify cabin pressure at 3.5 and LAM through circuit pressure between 3.6 and 4.3. It is. Through circuit at about 4.3. Okay. Verify the PGA pressure is above 4.5 minus 4.6.
Minus 4.7.
Neil, this is Houston. Will you give us a hack when you start your chronometer? Over.
Roger.
Give it to him later. Okay.
Cabin pressure going down.
Okay,
and a continual stream of reports.
Stop.
Opening the hatch and exposing themselves to the true lunar environment. Second and third network listeners will be leaving us shortly for the news, but we'll be back later with full live reports of the moon walk. A moment of decision to open the hatch in here. Moment of decision to leave Eagle and descend to the moon surface. Right now, one can imagine Armstrong opening the hatch. The cabin pressure is zero.
Gone about 0.2.
No, it hasn't quite made it. We thought it was a zero. It's just 0.2 pounds per square inch. I wouldn't be able to open the door. The vacuum is on the outside rather than the inside. Unless I wouldn't be able to open it easily, at least, until the pressures are equal on both sides. That is, equal at zero.
I think it's going to take him about 5 minutes. It's going to take him about 5 minutes to get down the ladder, isn't it? Before he actually puts his foot on the moon. And it's even been specified which foot this should be. It's to be his left foot.
I think you noticed earlier, Earl, that Neil Armstrong writes with his left hand.
Yes, I noticed on the phone his left hand.
Maybe his left foot is too.
Well,
therefore it's
taken
stronger to put down.
Yeah.
Just to the inside of this territory. Yes, will be slow, steady progress down that ladder.
Back out of the lunar module, he's moved out, and he's got some things to do on his way down the ladder, such as opening the equipment storage assembly on his way down, and it's in there the TV camera is. Meanwhile, Buzz Aldrin will be taking photographs of him with a movie camera. I suppose we don't see that comes back afterwards.
That's right, the television pictures are meant to be transmitted remotely by this camera slung outside the room.
Coming up on 5 minutes of operation on Neil Armstrong's portable life support system now.
Then again, on the space support system, ever since the pressure began to decrease.
It takes a long time to get all the way down, doesn't it? Yeah.
A long time to get all the way down, referring to the time taken to depressurize the cabin pressure. And it seems as though it's there now. Slowly and steadily, we are getting towards the moment. It's been a long wait today, but I can imagine that it's been a very short time as far as the astronauts themselves have been concerned. They've had no time really to think about what they've been doing, except to check out every system with minute detail and absolute accuracy to be certain that everything is all right. And this is one of the lessons which already we can tell that this mission has taught the space officials, is how long it takes to prepare for an activity of this sort. Even with the most experienced astronauts, who've gone through the most intensive training with all the equipment, once it came to the purely human function of going onto a spacesuit.
In fact, it's taken them 12 hours up till now from the time they crawled into the lunar module before they separated. In fact, it's over 12 hours. And they've been preparing for this moment.
Let me see if it'll open now.
Going to see if it will open now. That is the hatch of Eagle. Wait for confirmation as to whether they have opened the hatch.
Bumping my RCU there with your mind.
RCU. Could somebody look that up in our dictionary? Still standing by. Now they have a book of several hundred pages of these abbreviations and acronyms, and we only have an edited version of this. RCU doesn't seem to appear in it. Now we have the confirmation on the that the hatch is open.
Push outwards.
Push outwards. And what a view must greet them when they look straight out onto the lunar environment. John Lovering, if we can get in between without interrupting the astronauts' voices, what sort of sight do you expect them to see?
Well, they'll be looking out into a very harsh landscape indeed. There'll be nothing like it on Earth, there's no question of that.
It's unlocked.
It's unlocked. Confirmation. The hatch is unlocked.
What do you think the fixture of the surface of the light is?
Well, from what we know of the Surveyor 5 landing...
It'll pop open. They're encouraging each other. They're talking to each other in the spacecraft. Armstrong and Aldrin, rather similar voices. Difficult to tell them apart at this moment. We'll soon know which is which. Because it's Armstrong who leaves first.
Just getting back to the material again, it's likely to be, he'll put his foot on some rather fine, dusty material, which there will be distributed chunks of rock, and the occasional, in the distance anyway, you should see the odd boulder up to 2 feet across, something like this.
Mm-hmm. Got a steady tone in the background.
A steady something in the background.
I have a static.
Static.
I've got a little bit of a steady tone. I don't think I hear that.
One of the radio receivers in one of the astronauts' systems seems to be giving a steady tone into the earphones, but the other is not. Nevertheless, it's quite clear that they're hearing each other perfectly well, and we're certainly hearing them with remarkable clarity back here on Earth.
One thinks of half the world listening to its radio sets, watching its TV sets. America up all night, Australia doing no work.
Neil, this is Houston. What's your status on hatch opening alert?
Houston, what's your...
Everything is go here. We're just waiting for the cabin pressure to bleed to low enough pressure to open the hatch. It's about 0.1 on our gauge now.
Been very slow decrease of cabin pressure. I think they'd expected it to happen very much faster than this. And